This is Something to Talk About with Holly Tanner and
Justin Weaver.
And we have with us also our guest that we're interviewing,
Rob Bujon. Say hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
we're here to talk about health insurance.
Yes.
And all the fun that's involved with that.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. So I hope everybody has a cup of coffee here because it's all about health insurance.
We're going to make it exciting, honey. Trust me.
I've never heard you say anything that wasn't entertaining, so I'm sure you can make this very entertaining.
Oh, I can make everything very entertaining. So I work for an insurance broker, Group Health Solutions, and we sell health insurance to individuals and to groups. And, you know, everybody knows that we have the New York State Exchange in New York, and we will be having open enrollment starting in November 1st. So that's when everybody kind of goes out and does their shopping for their individual insurance, and they start the effective dates as of January 1st. One big piece of news is that for folks that are on Health Republic, which is a co-op in New York State, that no longer will be offered as of January 1st. They are pulling out of the capital region because of financial difficulties. So
what does that mean for those people? They have to find a new plan?
Yeah, so what's going to happen
a new doctor,
is...
Though?
Yeah, thankfully, Health Republic's doctor network is a large PPO network, so it'll still fall within the CDPHPs and the MVPs of the world.
Good.
But what will happen is they'll still have insurance to the end of December, but they will have to shop from November 1st through December 31st for a new health insurance company as of then.
And so that they would go...
Yeah, they could come to a
company,
broker,
right?
Like to me, or to a navigator, and they sit and we kind of go online. We figure out the right insurance policy that they want. And, you know, dependent on their income, they may be able to get a subsidy. There's a lot of pieces to it now that, you know, people have more access to affordable health insurance than they did before.
And this is through, you said, the New York State...
New York State Exchange.
The exchange. And so it's for people who... maybe don't have health insurance through their employer.
Exactly.
We're all looking at Justin.
We're all raising our
Patsy.
Hands.
Well,
sorry, Holly.
I had to sign up for Obamacare.
Well, that's pretty. That's pretty much
right.
It. That,
and I went to a network, and
Obamacare.
It went by, which I hated.
Oh, I hate it.
A lot
it.
Of people hate it.
I hate it.
And what did you hate? Because I don't think the listeners
Obamacare.
Heard that.
Oh. Obamacare.
Oh,
because. It goes by your income, but I wanted my doctor, so I had a navigator go take care of it and everything else. The thing that kills me, who pays $50 copay for prescriptions? I do.
Yeah, you do.
And it's tough, you know, and I don't like the guy anyhow.
That's why you're here, Pat.
We don't call it Obamacare.
Oh.
We call it the New York State Exchange.
Okay.
Yes. We're
but
talking about the same
thing. It's because
of
that.
It's
because
of that.
It's the
same thing, yeah.
Way to
yeah.
go, Patsy.
It's because of that.
I will say, though, you know, prior to, quote, I'm doing air quotes right now, folks.
Yes.
Obamacare.
I think they could feel that.
Right. Could they?
Yeah.
Prior to, yes, I could feel that, too. Prior to Obamacare.
There needs to be video in here.
There really does.
There
yes.
really needs to be video
Coming
because
soon.
Nobody really gets what's going on. Right. That's okay. Go
Prior
ahead,
Prior to Obamacare, it was absolutely unaffordable for anybody to have health insurance in the state of New York if you were an individual because it cost $1,200 a month for a single person on an HMO. And now that's come down to, in the capital region, especially the Hudson area, about $350 a month, and that's without a subsidy. So, you know, there has been... you know, a step forward to get affordable health care. It may not work with everybody's doctor. It may not work with the network. But, you know, more New Yorkers are insured today than they were 2 years ago.
So and you would say that it's working in New York, this
Definitely
program.
Working in New York. It's absolutely working in New York. And it's working actually across the country. You know, maybe the Midwest is not working as well because they had lower rates because it's just a different demographic. But
right.
in the Northeast, it's definitely... given people more access to affordable health care.
So can you take us on a kind of step-by-step what people need to do for, you know, if they don't have any health insurance right now, what's step one, what's step two, what would you advise?
All right, so the first thing I would do is, what you want to do is you want to start going, you want to go to the website. So it's New York State of Health, and you want to register. And once you're registered, you actually can shop for plans. So when you're in there, you're going to put in your income. It's going to tell you if you're eligible for a subsidy.
Okay.
Based on that subsidy, it's going to give you all the metal tiers. So there are bronze plans, silver plans, gold plans, and platinum plans.
Okay.
And those are based on the type of coverage that are that's offered and the amount of premium. And then what I would do is I would find somebody like a broker or a navigator to help work through that process. Because what you want to do is you want to make sure that your doctors participate in the programs. You want to make sure that the copays are going to be affordable to you based on the medications that you take, based on the doctors that you see. And, you know, some folks may just need it for catastrophic situations. So if you're a 25-year-old guy who just needs it, you know, God forbid there's a catastrophic situation, you may want a high deductible plan. So you really want to talk to somebody who's an expert in that field, like me,
right,
in order to kind of, you know, gauge what type of insurance you need.
Okay. And if you have health insurance coming your way soon, then you could still you could still go.
Wink, wink. Justin's looking at me.
Wink, nudge. You could still go. Would you advise, you know, going and going through the process with your company and getting health care before that happens, or should you wait until you're?
No, so you know it's different. So
I'm asking for a friend.
Right.
Hypothetically speaking.
Are you phoning a friend? Is that what you're saying?
I am. We're also playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now. So.
Well, I definitely want to play that. No, what happens is, you know, there is no open enrollment right now for the state exchange. So unless you've lost coverage through losing a job, divorce, death, something like that, you can't go on to the exchange. The open enrollment period's November 1st through December 31st for a January 1st effective date, and then January 1st through January 31st for a February effective date. If you're offered insurance through your employer, you definitely want to take that insurance because, you know, there's
That'll
a lot of advantages to it.
Cheaper, too, right?
It's cheaper because, you know, you're looking at a larger risk
group,
pool.
Right.
You're looking at the fact that your employer is probably contributing a percentage of the premium towards the total cost. And the money that you actually pay for that insurance comes out of your check on a pre-tax basis. So it actually lowers your annual income. So it's a tax advantage for you to have insurance through your employer.
You're so smart.
Well, at 10 a.m. I am. Don't ask me at 10 at night, please.
You get a whole different story?
Oh, totally.
I've seen him at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., and there is a big difference.
Oh, dear. So now, did someone like Justin have to pay the penalty for not having insurance? I mean, I know that was part of
I've been paying the penalty since 5 years old.
That's a different penalty, honey.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right, because that was part of it, which that was one of the things that I didn't understand was why you're going to penalize someone who probably doesn't have health insurance because they can't afford it, but pay a fine.
Yeah, but it's a much, it is this much smaller penalty. I mean, it's trying to, I look at it like this. If you drive a car, you're required, the state requires you to have health, or requires you to have car insurance.
Exactly.
So,
and come to me to register that car, yes.
Right. Exactly. Plug. You know, so at the end of the day, you have to have a large risk pool in the health insurance realm in order to be able to cover health insurance for everybody and to keep costs down. So, you know, no health insurance company is going to buy a claim. So if you get sick, they don't want you to come and say, okay, I want to pay $400 a month so you can take care of this $500,000 surgery and then I'm going to come off the policy. So that's why it's gotten so strict, and that's why we have all these fines and kind of these very severe dates as to how you have your coverage, because you need to make sure that the risk pools are consistent throughout the year.
It is. It's very complicated. And
it is very complicated.
Convoluted and,
And I also sometimes, you know, you look at it, you know, you're sitting on your smartphone, Justin, as we all sit on our smartphone. And we probably know everything.
Chair.
You're sitting on the chair. You're not sitting on your smartphone.
No, I'm not.
It's not recommended.
That would be very bad.
Not
it's happened before.
Right. You know, everybody understands how their smartphone works. Everybody knows all the new apps and things like that. However, all right, everybody
Patsy
but Patsy. Okay.
Everybody except for Patsy.
Three out of four people understand their smartphones. How's that?
It's very good.
For a ratio. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand health insurance. And, you know, it does take time to sit and learn how your coverage works because it's really important. And, you know, you're not going to understand it until you need it.
Now, do you also deal with the elderly population? So that's the
Medicare.
Care, right?
Yep, that's the Medicare population.
Because that can be confusing for them, too, if you have this coverage and then there's a donut hole and there's that coverage to fill the donut hole. And
right.
Like, it gets very confusing.
It's like a Boston cream donut,
actually. Is it?
It is. It's exactly like a Boston cream donut.
I like the French cruller myself.
Right. Yeah. Yes, Medicare is very confusing. You know, there are supplements out there that kind of wrap Part A and B together because, you know, Part A is hospital, Part B is your doctor's office, but there's still gaps within that with deductibles and coinsurance and things. But you can buy supplement programs like through CDPHP and things like that in order to fill those holes. However, you know, speaking about the donut hole, that talks about like the pharmacy benefits. So that's Medicare Part D, which is your pharmacy program, and there are donut holes within that. So it is very confusing.
It is, right. And then all of the costs associated, and then...
I'm getting hungry.
No food in the studio.
Only
I know
coffee.
It gets very...
Only coffee,
only
right,
coffee,
Holly?
Yes, only coffee.
On your shoe.
I have less coffee now than when I started.
Holly walked in... After she was let in, after she was locked out, she walked in with a full blazing hot cup of coffee.
Oh, no, he's going
to
sue.
And she bent over to give me a hug, and she dumped her whole coffee all over my brand new shoes that I purchased for my date tomorrow. How about that? That's something to talk
about.
Smell.
Marvelous. They smell good.
That's something to talk about.
It's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, the day can only get better. Thankfully, it's hump day.
It is hump day.
I love hump day.
Oh, Patsy. Now, is there an issue? And so you deal directly with Rob, back to Rob, back to seriousness, folks. You deal directly with people, like contact with people.
Individuals, and I also deal with employers.
Oh,
so
you
I actually,
do?
Yeah,
okay.
I work with employers, any employer that has two employees or larger.
And so can you help someone find a doctor? Because I've actually just experienced that issue where it is really, I mean, you know, it's great that more people have access to health care, but it's a huge problem finding a doctor in this area because, you know, there's fewer and fewer of them. Some aren't taking new patients. Some don't accept your insurance. Like, I actually had an appointment this morning, which I canceled because I wanted to be here instead.
Aww.
But now the next time that they, and I made sure it wasn't on the, you know, but now it's 4 weeks away again that I had to wait to get in there. So I think that's an issue as well for people is actually, you know, now I have health insurance, but I need a doctor.
And that's going to be a bigger issue, I think, because now that more people have access to health insurance, you know, the primary care doctor is getting further and further away from you being able to have direct access to it.
Yeah.
So there's other programs out there that you may talk to your employer or you could purchase as an individual, like telemedicine, where you can actually call a doctor 24 hours a day. So if you're not feeling well, you feel like you may have the flu, they can actually diagnose you on the telephone or through a Skype program and call in a prescription. So you don't pay a copay. It's a monthly fee. It's a nominal fee on a monthly basis. But you pretty much have a doctor in your pocket.
Right. Yeah, there's an online thing, too, right?
Yes.
Where you can, like, and then if you need someone, they might come to your house. I mean, that's probably not in this area. But...
Yeah. Yeah. Out here, it'd be a little more difficult. Yeah. But in New York City, they would do stuff like that. Yeah.
So you really think that this is helping people, though, gain access, obviously.
Absolutely.
You're saying it's working.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, insurance is to cover risk. It's to make sure that you don't go bankrupt. And if you have a catastrophic situation, you know, as an individual.
Like Justin's tooth.
Right.
Yes. That I'm battling still to this moment.
Or your foot.
Or my foot now because it's
third degree burns.
Yes. So we could go to you. And
mine is dealing with Justin.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Well, that actually.
Mental health coverage?
Obama doesn't cover that.
And wisely so.
Oh, he runs. Dear.
You do need to go back to the office, both of you, after this. No
now,
workers' comp.
Now, if you're like Patsy and you just don't know how to use a phone and you can't get in touch or you can't go on the internet because you don't know how to use your phone to get on the internet like Patsy, is there an office where somebody can just walk into the office and talk to somebody around here?
Yes. Well, you could walk into my office.
Well, they don't know where that is, so let's tell them where that is.
Thank you for the segue.
You're welcome.
541 Warren Street.
541 Warren Street. See, there's a little
Is there an online?
Yes,
access it, as well for those of us who Patsy's learning. She's on Facebook.
She's taking notes.
You can actually go to grouphealthsolutions.com and you can find us there.
Group
Health Solutions.
Grouphealthsolutions.com.
Very nice. Okay. Oh, Patsy.
Patsy just wrote.
Come on, I can do something. Patsy. I do have a lot of comments. When I had to go, I went to the healthcare consortium.
When you had to go to the bathroom?
No, when I had to go find health insurance.
Oh, when you said when I had to go, usually that means that you have to go to the bathroom.
God help me. See what I have to go through every day. And they helped me
Money through
do
friends.
This. You know, you'll do great. People can go and get help because a lot of people don't understand what they have to do.
Right.
You know, I wanted to keep my same people, you know, my same
doctors
and everything because they know how to deal with
Which,
me.
Come on, let's admit now, that was an issue, wasn't it, with Obamacare that people were
You want to hear the funniest thing? When I signed up, it took them 5 times. I never existed.
Oh, wow.
How could they miss you?
I know that. So the girl was hysterical. She said, you really don't exist because we're doing this online. And, I mean, Social Security, they did everything but wait.
Really?
They did everything but wait.
Because I don't even let the doctor do that. So she says, try to go on at home. I went on at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I finally got through. But it took me, I never existed before that. I should have just stayed off the radar.
Yeah, that might be a good thing these days, Patsy.
No.
Yeah, you like being in the mix of things. I know
she does.
You. Yes, she does. Yeah, I actually had it. To me, it seemed to be more of an issue with insurance as opposed to care. I think the health care reform buzzword was kind of misleading because I think, you know, the United States and in New York, we may have a shortage of good doctors, but certainly we have some of the best healthcare in the world. But it was more of an insurance issue between access. But also, you know, I wish that it would get a little less complicated. And I have a story too, Patsy, which is really strange. So 5 years ago, and see, it's different for women too because we have a primary, but we also have an OBGYN.
Yes, we do.
We have to go to. Yes, we do, right, Justin? So I had gone for my girl doctor, my female parts doctor, and he found a lump in my throat, which was then found out to be I had thyroid cancer.
Oh.
So we went through the whole steps, biopsy, you know, ultrasound. Yes, it's cancer, surgery, the whole nine yards. And after the surgery, I was home recovering, and I got a phone call from my insurance company saying, well, we're covering X, Y, and Z, so the surgery, the ultrasound, most of the stuff, but we're not going to cover the pre-op costs because your primary care doctor didn't make the diagnosis. And
right.
I said, really? So you're paying for the surgery, but you're not going to pay for all the pre-op stuff because the wrong doctor said I had cancer? And so then I just let loose with the kind of litany. And the man even agreed. He said, I know, it's insane. So then I had to find a doctor who would diagnose me with something that was gone.
Right. If you're friends with your doctors, you can just get them to code, you know, the procedure differently.
It was insane.
I'm saying that.
And
a friend
you said that was like
this.
5 years ago?
Yeah. Which and that actually did change because I complained to a number of people, including my congressperson. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous that I have to go. You know, I've just been through a lot. I had cancer.
Right.
And now I have to make sure it gets paid for because the wrong doctor diagnosed me. Are you serious right now? And so now it can be MVP changed. I don't know if it's
universal
that
changed.
It doesn't matter what doctor.
Part of Obamacare. The GYN is actually now a primary care doctor.
So
it has to be treated the same way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are good. You know, kids can stay on their parents' plan to age 26, which I think is a great idea. You know, for the we call them the Nintendo generation.
Yes.
You know, they just never got off their rear ends, but
yes.
You know,
right.
They can still stay on the plan. You have access to free preventive care. So, you know, your head to toe once a year, your twice a year well woman exams, the child exams are covered 100%. So there are a lot of good things that have come out of it. I mean, there's less access. But I think, you know, the overarching message about healthcare reform is it was health insurance reform. It wasn't really healthcare reform. There's still broken pieces to it.
Right.
You know, there's still a lot of high charges being charged to the insurance companies, whether you're at a hospital or having things done outpatient. you know, people don't take care of themselves. There's, you know, a right. wellness component to it. You know, you run around and beat up your body and just show up at the emergency room.
Who should be responsible to pay for that, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now tell me what you think about on the political aspect of it. You know, the people who would say that, you know, Obamacare should be abolished or reformed. I mean, where do you stand on, obviously I'm not expecting you to say you want it abolished, but
sure.
you know, do you think there's some components, obviously, is what you're saying is,
well, pretty
much
there's
still some changes that should happen.
Yeah, pretty much everything has been put into place for healthcare reform at this point, so you can't take away something that's already been given to somebody.
Right.
You know, the only thing that's still waiting out there is what's called the Cadillac tax. And the Cadillac tax is a 40% excise tax on health insurance premiums based on premium costs. That looks like that actually may be abolished, but everything oh. else is there to stay. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't think we may see some tweaks and some changes with reporting and stuff like that on the employer side, but
yep.
you're not going to take away what's already been given to the American
yeah.
people.
How about that?
Nice. What do you got to say to that, Patsy Leader?
I got to go get a checkup, I think.
Well,
I don't really go to the doctors much. You know,
yeah.
I'm very lucky, you know.
Knock on wood.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, she smokes about 7 packs of Marlboros a day.
If you
no,
can't
I
tell.
Don't.
Yeah, no.
You do. But,
they're just jealous, and I have this great sense about
it. Yes.
It's a
yeah.
fabulous
I don't want to get rid
voice.
Of it.
I want that smoky that smoky voice and aroma. So as I'm looking out the window here at WGXC, the
getting
skies
cloudy.
Are getting a little dark, and the 30%? Trees, yeah, the 30% is now being upped to about 35%.
Wow.
The wind is picking
36
up a little
and a
bit.
Half.
Oh, 36 and a half. And I'm right where I'm looking is what is right where Patsy Leader was looking this morning when we got into the studio. Do you want to say to the viewers?
I saw, I believe I saw, and I usually know what I see, it was a drug deal go down.
What time was this?
This was at 9:45.
Yeah, it was almost
a
10
drug
up.
Deal in the park.
And I, if I had better eyes, I could tell you
what
they look like. But
Superman?
I could tell.
How could
I
you
could
see
tell. No, I could tell.
That
you
could
trust.
Have been somebody just get, you know, paying somebody back $5 that
yeah,
they borrowed.
Take that out of your pocket. Yes, take the money. Give him that packet. Yes, and
oh,
just
dear.
Walk away quickly. One going one
this
direction.
Is a
one
lovely,
going the other.
Informative show. We
the
have
scenes
here.
In Hudson. Something
yes.
to talk about. For
yes,
sure.
always something to talk about.
Our studio.
I'm very aware of that stuff.
Overlook. Well, yeah, and it's unfortunate. It is an issue. It's definitely a problem
no,
everywhere. Not just.
Everywhere.
The park in
we're at about 10:31.
Yes.
Do we want to go into the In the News segment now before we play our song on a break, or do we want to go into
yeah,
play
why
the
don't
song?
We take our break? You can introduce the song, but I think we want to thank Rob
yeah,
oh,
for
yes.
coming in.
Well, thank
any
you for
parting
having
words?
Me.
We appreciate your coming back. This is your second appearance. You're a regular on
yeah,
the show.
I know. I feel like I'm a regular. Well,
yeah.
I could
again.
Tell. I could definitely tell, Patsy. No, thank you guys for having me, and good luck on your date, Justin.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
I
for
really appreciate
updating
that.
Us on all the
yes,
ins and outs
you.
Of health insurance. It's that was great, very informative. So, again, why don't you give another plug for your?
Yeah, one more plug.
Yes, so you could find us at grouphealthsolutions.com or at 541 Warren Street.
Fabulous.
Perfect.
Thanks, Rob. Come back again.
Yes, thank you, Rob.